on Friday, I'll be filing a comprehensive gun violence prevention bill that will have about 25 different provisions in it. It will be tightening up licensing standards for firearms licenses in Massachusetts. It will require that so-called large capacity weapons or assault weapons, if they're legally owned, to be stored at the shooting range or gun club or target range rather than in somebody's house. It will require liability insurance for gun owners, and it will require much better disclosure of mental health records and mental health history for people who are applying for gun licenses.
That provision, the mental health provision, how would that be implemented?
Well, right now you have to apply for a gun license to the local police chief in Massachusetts, but there is absolutely no check whatsoever on your mental health history. It would require people to first sign a waiver of their mental health records and disclose the names and addresses of any mental health providers that they've had. If you fail to do that, it would actually be a crime. It would be a 10-year felony, potentially, in Massachusetts. At that point, the police chiefs would contact the providers, give them the waiver, and they or people acting on their behalf, and that could be trained people who were trained in mental health, would review those records and make a recommendation to the police chief about whether or not this person should be given a gun license based on their mental health histories. And after that process is over, the records would be destroyed.
As I'm sure you know, the person that shot the school in Connecticut, he did not apply for a gun. He took a gun from his mother who owned the gun, even though this person had obvious mental health problems. What are there any provisions in your bill to keep guns away from people like that, even if they aren't directly applying for a permit?
Right, exactly. The first point is that my bill would give local licensing authorities, police chiefs, greater discretion in denying someone's permit application, and that could be one of the factors that they could take into account, is whether or not this person, given their home situation, should be given a gun permit. The second thing is large capacity rifles, like the one used at Newtown, would have to be stored at the gun club in a locked facility under proper security so that they couldn't be left in the home where somebody, whether it's a person in the household or somebody else, would have access to that gun.
Have you spoken to the governor or his administration about his support for this?
I've been working very closely with the Secretary of Public Safety in going over this. I expect that the governor, I can't speak for the governor, but I would expect that he would be in favor of much of what I'm proposing.